Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students, estudiantes de básico 1. It's the functional translation spring test I give my students. Se trata del examen de primavera de traducción funcional que le hago a mis estudiantes. Part 1, or first part. Find the best translation for the following sentences. Encuentra la mejor traducción, la más natural, para las siguientes frases. Saludos. Greetings. Hola, ¿qué tal? Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? Bien, ¿y tú? I'm fine, thanks. And you? I'm fine, thanks. And you? I'm fine, thank you. And you? Regular. So-so, so-so, I'm so-so. ¿Qué te pasa cuando sabes que algo no va bien? What's wrong? What's wrong? Bueno, estoy un poco triste, pero estoy bien. No te preocupes. Well, I'm a bit sad. Well, I'm a bit sad. But I'm okay. But I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Hablando de emociones, estados y aspectos. Speaking about or talking about emotions, states, and looks or appearances. ¿Tienes hambre? Sí. Are you hungry? Yes, I am. Are you hungry? Yes, I am. You cannot contract short answers with I am. You cannot say, yes, I'm. Hace mucho calor hoy. It's very hot today. It's very hot today. Very. Okay? Or, today is very hot. Today is very hot. It's very, it is. It's very hot today. Or, today is very hot. ¿Estás cansada? Are you tired? Are you tired? Un poco. Tengo mucho sueño. A little. I'm very sleepy. A little. I'm very sleepy. I'm very sleepy. S-L-E-E-P-Y. S-L-E-E-P-Y. Sleepy. No llueve mucho aquí. It doesn't rain much here. It doesn't rain much here. ¿Hace sol? Is it sunny? Is it sunny? Is it sunny? ¿Hace viento? Is it windy? Es como esa. Is it windy? Sí, hace mucho sol. Yes, it's very sunny. Yes, it's very sunny. Oh, yes it is. Punto, full stop, period. Yes it is. It's very sunny. Yes it is. It's very sunny. ¿Qué calor tengo? It's very hot. It's very hot. You can also say, I'm very hot. I'm very hot. But be careful, because this sentence can have a sexual meaning. They can tease you. They can tease you. Se pueden meter contigo. Tiene el pelo negro y usa gafas. She's got black hair and she wears glasses. She's got black hair and she wears glasses. She's got, she has got, or she has black hair and she wears glasses. She has black hair and she wears glasses. Or contracted, she's got, you need got. If you contract it, you need got. She's got black hair and she wears glasses. Wears in the present simple for habits and routines. El hombre con la camiseta azul es Pepe. The man in the blue t-shirt is Pepe. Como the woman in red, la mujer de rojo, the woman in red, pues the man in the blue t-shirt is Pepe. The man in the blue t-shirt is Pepe. Or, the man wearing the blue t-shirt is Pepe. The man wearing the blue t-shirt is Pepe. Conociendo gente. Meeting people. Esta es Teresa. This is Teresa. This is Teresa. Encantado de conocerte. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. ¿Cómo se llama tu amigo? What's your friend's name? What's your friend's name? Friends with the S as the Saxon genitive. F-R-I-E-N-D apostrophe S. Friend's name. What's your friend's name? What's your friend's name? Se llama José. His name is José. His name is José. ¿Cómo se llama tu madre? What's your mother's name? What's your mother's name? Mi madre se llama Marta. My mother's name is Marta. My mother's name is Marta. Mother's has the S of the Saxon genitive and is can be my mother's name's Marta. You can contract it. My mother's name's Marta. My mother's name's Marta. Or my mother's name is Marta. ¿Conocéis a Joni Mitchell? This is a famous singer. Es famosa. Bueno, era famosa. Do you know Joni Mitchell? Do you know Joni Mitchell? No, ni idea. ¿Quién es? No, I don't. Or no, we don't. Si son dos personas. No, I don't. No idea. No idea. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Can you say who is she? Yes, but typically we use it for asking and answering about identity. It is María. It is Pepe. Okay? Es una cantante de Estados Unidos. It's a singer from the USA. From the USA. It's a singer. Or she is a singer. Aquí sí se puede decir she is a singer más naturalmente. ¿Vale? Dices, who is it? It is Joni Mitchell. Pero, who is it? She is a singer from the USA. You can also say, it is a singer from the USA, okay? ¿Conoce María a tu hermana? Does María know your sister? Does María know your sister? Este conoce a es de conocer, de conocerse, de que se conocen desde hace tiempo. Does María know your sister? Si fuera, que si se han visto, se han presentado alguna vez, que si alguna vez se han reconocido como personas en este mundo, sería Has María met your sister? Has María met your sister? Pero eso implicaría eso, conocerse un día porque las presentan, el momento del primer día. Y eso no entra en básico 1, se da en básico 2, ¿vale? Por eso yo solo he puesto la de el presente simple. Does María know your sister? Porque la otra va en present perfect, va en pretérito perfecto. Has María met your sister? Y eso se da en básico 2. No lo sé, quizá. I don't know, maybe. I don't know, maybe. Or perhaps, perhaps. Okay, that's all for the first part. If you want to listen to more, listen to part 2. Listen to the second part. Have a nice day.